Hello, everybody. I'm Crinan Prophet. You are tuned into Locker Room Chats Week 4, and we got business rolling as usual. And we are also rolling alongside the head coach of the Onega Buffaloes, Ben Kulterman. Coach, I got an opportunity to call last week's game against Centralia and watch it. Despite taking the loss to Centralia, which now wraps up your league play and moves you on to district, I saw a lot of great drives from your offense, especially early on. You converted a 4th-and-2 to keep the drive going, ended with a turnover on downs near the 20-yard line. But walk me through that game on what you felt like your team succeeded at and what it felt like that they were going to need to find improvements on.
Yeah, definitely. The first thing is I felt like we played much tougher and we were much more competitive. We were much more physical. We hit harder. We tackled better than the previous week. So all in all, you know, it was an improvement as far as kind of looking at the drives and what we did execution-wise. Yeah, our first drive was really great. You know, it would have been great to get the score there, but a long drive we took. You know, we wanted to play a slower tempo game, limit the possessions, and even though we didn't score, it was still a successful drive. I mean, we got, I don't know, we got down to almost their 20 or inside their 20, I believe, before it stalled out. You know, we had a few of those drives throughout the night. Jackson finished over 100 yards, you know, and our other two backs were, you know, got multiple carries and you guys were, you know, just under 50 yards. But all in all, yeah, we plugged a few different kids in and threw a little wrinkle at them. But they executed it well. You know, we had a good week of practice, and you can always tell how good your, you know, how good your week of practice is. A lot of times determines how well you execute on Friday. And so far, our kids did a great job in that aspect.
It was your third game last week, and for 3 straight games, you have over 200 yards on offense, and 120 of those yards, as you mentioned, came from Jackson Kulterman, who also was the sole owner of your lone touchdown on the game as a 35 rough-ish breakaway down the sideline. What helped set that play up for you and your team?
Well, you look at, you know, Gavin's statistics, they're not great, 14 for 30 yards. You think, oh, boy, that's a terrible night. But without those, our fullback, you know, I mean, they had to bring multiple guys to our fullback. He is a tough kid to bring down. And that kind of set up some of those reads for Jackson, you know, and he was able to kind of, you know, get outside of the defense and as they were really, really collapsing on the fullback. But, you know, to give Jackson credit, too, he's come such a long ways and in the 4 years, you know, he's grown. He's a much bigger kid. He's much faster. He's much stronger. And that certainly factors into how effective he is on Friday nights, too.
Well, what are your overall feelings and thoughts as league play in the TVL for you and the 11-man has wrapped up? And you know, as your team moves on forward into district play, as they'll be taking on Valley Falls this Friday?
Yeah, you know, 1-2, a heck of a lot better than 0-3. We're happy to get a league win. You know, looking at the Valley Heights game, I feel like kind of laid an egg in that one. We just kind of got beat up in that one. I didn't have the guys ready to play in that one. I felt like they were much more ready to play Friday, and I thought it was a very competitive game. It could have been a very close game at halftime. It could have even been a tied game at halftime at Centralia, you know, and we lost some momentum in that one. So that one got away from us, but much more competitive and much more competitive than the previous 2 years against Centralia, that's for sure. So we are definitely headed in the right direction. So now, yeah, this Friday we have Valley Falls, first district game. Just working our tails off to prepare for them. And really excited to have a home game for our first district game also.
Keep heading in the right direction. We're going to keep heading here on to segment number 2 in just a little bit. You're tuned to the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Crinan Prophet, week 4 of Locker Room Chats. Hello, everyone. You are turned to the MSU Sports Radio Network here on KMZA. I'm Crinan Prophet alongside Coach Ben Kulterman of the Onega Buffaloes. And, Coach, you moved into district play this week. You take on the Valley Falls Dragons, who are currently sitting at 0-3 on the year. What's the game plan to get yourselves a win for this week and keep that 0 in the win column for the Dragons?
Well, the first thing you notice when you watch those guys on tape is they've certainly got some athletes, which, you know, makes them a dangerous team. The quarterback is very mobile. He can certainly throw a football quite well. And then they got 4 or 5 kids that kind of move around the field that are all very athletic. So, we're looking at them like this is a dangerous team, you know. And then up front, you know, sometimes they do just enough to give that kid, number 13 back there, some space to make plays. And, again, I can't, you know, sound like a broken record, but we feel like that's a pretty dangerous team over there in Valley Falls.
Well, the running game has been effective for you. As I mentioned, segment number 1, you're still averaging over 200 yards a game. Jackson Kulterman last week having over 120. Talk a little bit about me, how you're going to get Josh Daniels back in this game. You feel like maybe he's due up for one, and maybe how Gavin Kulterman's going to be the one who, you know, sets up some of those read options, as you mentioned, for Jackson Kulterman, or he's able to get a couple of good rushes for himself as well.
Yeah, well, we put a lot into our run game. We believe in good line play. You know, we work on it a lot, a ton, and it's great to have good skill guys behind that line. You know, we still got a ways to go, but, you know, looking at it, we've also come a long way as far as how effective we are and how well we block up front. We still need to sustain blocks better, but I feel like last Friday we did a better job at that. That's something we're always talking about, something we're always working on. Josh, you know, probably get more than, you know, what, two touches last week. Josh generally gets more than two touches. That's just how it worked out last Friday. So Gavin, you know, he's probably around his sweet spot as far as getting carries. A low possession game last Friday, like we talked about. So you don't get a lot of touches in those games. So hopefully we get the ball more. Hopefully we score more. You know, that's the goal, obviously. And so all of those guys, we're hoping we'll have a little bigger numbers this Friday.
Well, Onega is set to take on Valley Falls, who right now sits at 0-3 on the year. That'll be this Friday. Thank you, head coach Ben Kulterman.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
This Locker Room Chat has been sponsored by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust.